Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Choose Syntec, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
That's right. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season premiere of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the association, the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, I'll give you my thoughts on Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and also the current league leaders and standings in the National Basketball Association. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the season premiere of this edition up at the Rim. And I want to start off with who I just mentioned earlier, Kevin Durant, as a part of my top three storylines. When you think of one of the premier, not just offensive players, but one of the premier players in the NBA, it is Kevin Durant. Kevin did his thing since he arrived in the NBA from the University of Texas, did his thing one season in Seattle, and then when the franchise moved to Oklahoma City, simply phenomenal. After that, signs with the Golden State Warriors as a free agent, wins two NBA titles being alongside Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and along with Andre Iguodala. After that, signs a massive contract with the Brooklyn Nets. Let's just say that didn't work out between him, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden. They were together three seasons, only one playoff appearance, didn't live up to the expectations. And now KD got a new home, and that's the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns were clearly the big winner in this year's trade deadline, getting the biggest fish in the pond with Kevin Durant. So when you think of KD, two-time NBA champion, two-time NBA Finals MVP, a league MVP, multiple All-Star games, Rookie of the Year, the list goes on and on and on. Also a three-time Olympic gold medalist. KD has put together an impressive body of work, accomplishments galore, accomplishments through the roof. And I'm sorry that, and you know, I was looking forward to see what was going to happen with him in Brooklyn, with him, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving. As they say, sometimes in life, things aren't always fair. And the same thing can be said in professional sports. Long story short, remember, during the summer, KD requested a trade, but after meeting with management, he pulled back and said, you know what, I'll stay in Brooklyn to complete the remainder of the contract. Well, Kyrie Irving was traded. Now Kevin was dealt as well, headed to the Phoenix Suns. And man, you talk about going to be an explosive team when KD comes back from injury. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and of course, the ultimate floor general himself, CP3, Chris Paul. So Kevin Durant going from the East Coast back to the West Coast and being in the desert, playing alongside Devin Booker and Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. Man, I'll tell you one thing. Phoenix definitely was the big winner in the trade deadline, and we'll go over all of the details, which players were swapped, draft picks, and all this other stuff in just a little bit. But Kevin Durant, I mean, Phoenix was already a solid team before KD's arrival, and now they are definitely championship material with KD arriving in the desert. Remember, Phoenix played in the NBA Finals only 2 years ago, so that definitely ups their cachet, and certainly the Western Conference just continues to get more tougher, better now that Kevin Durant is with the Phoenix Suns. Let's stay with the Western Conference for a moment. I mentioned his name earlier, Kyrie Irving, man. Kyrie Irving, for all of his quirkiness and for all of his interesting things about life, and he's an interesting brother. I have no issues with Kyrie. At times can be unreliable, but he's box office. He's somebody that is definitely a sensational talent. And for all that it's worth, I mean, Kyrie's someone who's an NBA champion. He's a former Rookie of the Year. Again, he's an Olympic gold medalist. He's somebody that's played in multiple NBA All-Star games. Similar to KD, has put together a great body of work. And he's only 30. So Kyrie, depending on his reliability, depending on where he is mentally, he still has a lot more left. We know about him and LeBron playing together, winning the NBA title together in Cleveland, wanted out of LeBron's shadow, got traded to the Boston Celtics. We know how that ended. That didn't turn out well. Then the situation happened in Brooklyn. We were expecting great things with him, KD, James Harden. We know how that worked out. And then he asked to be requesting a trade, and he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Now, I'll say like this. In the short term, this is going to be great for Dallas. Him and Luka, if you put it on paper, these two guys are phenomenal. We know about Luka, one of the best offensive players in the league. Kyrie, great offensive player, great floor general, someone that's a solid defender. I just think in the short term, it's going to be great. In the long term, that remains to be seen, because in the offseason, there's going to be money involved. Mark Cuban is going to have to make a decision, and it all depends on how it ends in the playoffs, or depends on how long the season goes for Dallas. But Kyrie Irving is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. Once you get past all of the quirkiness of him and, you know, his unique philosophies and his unique outlook on life. Again, I don't have any issues with him on that. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You get what you get when you're dealing with Mr. Irving. But Kyrie requested a trade and is headed to the West, to the Western Conference, to be a teammate of Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. It remains to be seen, but Kyrie Irving, a once-in-a-lifetime talent, exceptional talent. It just remains to be seen what's going to go on with him going forward. And my last storyline is going to be Mr. LeBron James. Greatness is a word that is overused. We describe the word greatness for the right reasons and sometimes for the wrong reasons. But greatness is something that is always used in the right reasons. When we talk about LeBron James, multiple NBA championships, multiple All-Star appearances, league MVP, All-Star game MVPs, not just exemplifying greatness on the court, but off the court as well, being a part of a sports ownership group, also being a part of helping his friends get involved in the world of business with the likes of his buddies, Maverick Carter, with the Uninterrupted, the Shop, podcast that airs on HBO, also with Rich Paul, with the sports agency, with Clutch Sports, also his buddy Randy West, helping his buddies out as well. So LeBron has exemplified greatness, not just on the court, but off the court as well, with the school that he has, the LeBron James Foundation back in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. LeBron has just exemplified greatness on the court and off the court. And the greatness continued to shine this week, where he became the NBA's all-time leading scorer, passing up Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That record held for 38 years until this week, when LeBron James surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to become NBA's all-time leading scorer. 38,388 career points. Man, congratulations to the King, King James, LeBron James. I mean, LeBron, as I said earlier, great on the court and continue to exemplify the greatness off the court as well. And, you know, LeBron just, it goes to show you just the testament of LeBron with the consistency, with the attention to detail, not just on the court with his play, but also off the court as well, with the diet, with the training, with the nutrition. He said that it's been said that LeBron spends over $1 million a year on his body. Sounds very similar to Tom Brady. Of course, Brady working with Alex Guerrero and just the training methods to prolong a career. Well, LeBron has done something similar to that, and spending the amount of money that it takes to build his body and continue to, you know, have longevity with his career. And it has continued to work when you've scored over 38,000 points in your career and counting, because he says he has no plans of slowing down. I don't want him to slow down either, because, you know, anybody that knows me well knows that LeBron is one of my favorite players. I started watching him when his high school games was featured on a popular sports network. And, you know, it was unheard of at the time to have someone's high school games being on cable network like that. It was definitely unheard of at that time, but LeBron James definitely broke the mold. So congratulations to LBJ, LeBron, on breaking that amazing record. I guess they say, you know, there's a saying that goes, we never thought records could be broken. Well, they can be broken if you live long enough. And I feel blessed. A lot of people feel blessed to have witnessed this in real time and to watch it happen live, and to see LeBron James surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to become the NBA's all-time leading scorer in league history. So congratulations to LeBron. All right, before we go to break, I just want to bring up the NBA NBA trade deadline has come and gone. And I mentioned earlier about Irving. So Brooklyn and Dallas made the deal happen, and the Dallas Mavericks received Kyrie Irving along with Markieff Morris. And in return, Brooklyn is going to get Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith. They also get Dallas's second-round pick in 2027, Dallas's first-round pick in 2029, and Dallas's second-round pick in 2029. So Brooklyn and Dallas making that deal happen. Spencer said he's happy to be back in Brooklyn. It's like a second home to him. Dorian Finney-Smith, someone is a solid defender, a solid shooter as well. So Kyrie, let's see what happens with him and Luka going forward for the remainder of this season. Also, some couple of important trades I want to pass along to you. The Hornets and the Clippers made a deal happen. The Charlotte Hornets get Reggie Jackson, who's a solid player, was a solid player for the Clippers. He's gone to Charlotte. And also the Hornets are going to get the Clippers' second-round pick in 2028, and they're going to get some cash as well. The Clippers are going to get Mason Plumlee. The New Orleans Pelicans and the San Antonio Spurs are going to get Josh Richardson. Josh is somebody that's got veteran experience, playoff experience. That's going to be huge for New Orleans to have that for their young team. And then for San Antonio, they're on the rebuilding tip right now. Devontae Graham, young guard, somebody that's going to make some things happen for the Spurs. So the Spurs get Devontae Graham. They get New Orleans' second-round pick in 2024. They get a second-round pick in 2026. And they get New Orleans' second-round pick in 2028 and in 2029. So definitely the Spurs looking towards the future to rebuild, whereas New Orleans, they're looking to just get veteran experience and playoff experience. And then we had the three-team trade, Houston, L.A. Clippers, and in Memphis. The Rockets are going to get Danny Green from Memphis, John Wall from the L.A. Clippers, and then the right to swap first-round picks in this year's draft, L.A. So John Wall arriving in Houston, but he's going to be waived by the Rockets. So I'm sure John Wall will be picked up real soon by a team. In the meantime, for the Clippers, Eric Gordon is headed to the Clippers from Houston. The Clippers get a second-round pick from Memphis in next year's draft. Also, they get Toronto's second-round pick from Memphis in next year's draft as well. And they get Memphis's second-round pick in the 2027 draft. So the Clippers looking to build towards the future to add on with what they have with Kawhi and PG-13. The Memphis Grizzlies, they're going to get Luke Kennard from the Clippers. Luke Kennard, one of the best shooters in the league, that can really help out on the offensive side for Memphis. And then they're going to get a 2026 right. They're going to get the right to swap second round picks from the LA Clippers in the 2026 draft. Another three-team trade that we had, the LA Lakers, Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Utah Jazz. Finally, the dysfunction and all of the foolishness can stop with the lake, with what's going on with the Lake Show. Russell Westbrook got into it earlier in the week with his former head coach with the Lakers, Darvin Ham. Up and out, as the old saying goes, you don't have to shape up, but you can ship out. And they shipped him out real quickly because Russell Westbrook is headed to the LA, headed to the Utah Jazz. So here's how the three-team trade worked. The LA Lakers, they're going to get Malik Beasley from Utah. They're going to get D'Angelo Russell from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And they're going to get Jared Vanderbilt from the Utah Jazz. Big help for the Lakers because they need a lot of young talent. LeBron still putting in a lot of miles on the vehicle. Anthony Davis, we don't, you know, health is always an issue every year for him. And they're going to need some, they got to get some young talent on that team. And of course, Dennis Schroeder, that's going to help out tremendously. And with Malik, Jared, and of course, D'Angelo Russell coming to the Lakers, that's going to pay off big dividends. Timberwolves, they're going to get Nickeil Alexander-Walker, a solid player. Mike Conley, one of the most durable players in the league, a former Sixth Man of the Year, somebody that's always willing to contribute. He's headed to Minnesota. And the Timberwolves are also going to get a 2024 second-round pick from the Lakers, and they're going to get a 2025 second-round pick from Utah and a 2026 second-round pick from Utah. So that's what Minnesota is going to get. And then for the Utah Jazz, as I mentioned earlier, they get Russell Westbrook. They're going to get Damian Jones, and they're going to get a high flyer in Juan Toscano-Anderson. So Utah is also going to get a 2027 first-round pick from the Lakers. So Utah lost a lot with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. Maybe this could help them out. You know, Russell Westbrook, still athletic, still one of the best in the league. A lot of stuff to put up with him, a lot of baggage. But, hey, hopefully maybe this could keep Utah relevant and maybe give them a chance to not only get a playoff spot, but even a chance to maybe be in the play-in tournament. Four-team trade deal, Atlanta, Detroit, Golden State, and Portland. So Golden State is going to receive Gary Payton from the Trailblazers. Sadiq Bey is headed to Atlanta. James Wiseman, no longer in Golden State, going to Detroit. And Kevin Knox is headed to the Portland Trailblazers. And again, as I mentioned earlier, with the 14 trade, Kevin Durant headed to the Phoenix Suns. Also, T.J. Warren is going with him to the Phoenix Suns. Brooklyn is going to get Mikal Bridges, one of the best defensive players in the league, one of the rising stars in the league, and they're also going to get Cam Johnson and multiple draft picks. The Indiana Pacers are going to get George Hill, Serge Ibaka, and Jordan Nwora. And Milwaukee's going to get Jay Crowder. That should be a good move for Milwaukee. Milwaukee needing some more offensive firepower. Jay Crowder, a big man that can shoot, got a lot of range, somebody that can cause a lot of matchup problems. So that's going to be big right there. Also, some more transactions passed along to you during the trade deadline. Boy, it's never a dull moment in the NBA when it comes to the trade deadline. Bones Highland headed to the L.A. Clippers. And in return, Denver is going to get Thomas Bryant. Man, Bones Highland, one of the rising stars in the league and somebody that's going to make some things happen out in Los Angeles with the Clippers. The Orlando Magic is going to get Patrick Beverley, and they're also going to get a second-round pick from Denver in next year's draft and some cash as well. And in return, the Lakers are going to get Mo Bamba and also Devon Reed. So definitely big stuff happening in that with those teams, with Denver, L.A. Clippers, the Lakers, and the Orlando Magic. But the two biggest fishes in the pond have been dealt. Kyrie Irving headed to the Dallas Mavericks, and Kevin Durant headed to the Phoenix Suns. And definitely we shall see what happens. I mean, Phoenix, I mean, I'm excited to see what's going to happen in Dallas, but I'm even more intrigued of what's going to happen in Phoenix out in the desert with KD Devin Booker, and, of course, CP3, Chris Paul. Man, it's definitely exciting. Definitely, hey, the NBA, never a dull moment, and certainly never a dull moment in the Western Conference. All right, look, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. And before we go to break, this audio is courtesy of the NBA and Turner Sports TNT. Here's LeBron James breaking the all-time NBA scoring record. We'll be right back.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James has shot in history. And a brace from his mother, Gloria. His daughter's here coming in. Our boys, Bryce and Bronny, Savannah, his wife. What a moment.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, at center court, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is joined by the legend who has held the all-time scoring record since 1984, the captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
A record that has stood for nearly 40 years, which Kareem, many people thought would never be broken. LeBron, you are the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Congratulations.
Leader number six, LeBron James. Ladies and gentlemen, the all-time leading scorer, you have witnessed it, LeBron James.
I just want to say, thank you to the Laker faithful. You guys are one of a kind. To be able to be in the presence of such a legend and great as Kareem, it means so much to me. It's very humbling. Please give a standing ovation to the captain, please. To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my two boys, my friends, my boys, my family, my mother, all my... Man, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So... fuck, man. Thank you, guys.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
When you stay at Vrbo, you always get the whole home. The whole upstairs... the whole downstairs, and the whole nap room. Only whole vacation homes. Always all yours. Book on the Vrbo app.
The aesthetic could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is...
a fever, headaches,
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
When you stay at a Vrbo vacation home, the host doesn't stay with you. So when you share an inside joke, sunscreen, or couch, it will only be with people you want to be there. Because without privacy in your vacation home, it isn't really a vacation. Is it? Only Whole vacation homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app. When you stay at a Vrbo, you always get the whole home. The whole upstairs, the whole downstairs, and the whole nap room. Only Whole vacation homes. Always all yours. Book on the Vrbo app. When you stay at a Vrbo, the host doesn't stay with you. Because a vacation home with a stranger sounds a little bit like a horror movie. Only Whole vacation homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Ready to start, enhance, or pivot in your career? At University of Phoenix, we offer more than 100 online programs aligned to 300 real-world occupations, and 80% of them are in high-growth fields. We can help match your interests to a program, and you can customize your degree with a certificate or specialization, giving you a competitive edge in today's job market. To learn more, visit phoenix.edu.
Welcome back to the season premiere of At the Rim. All right, now it's time to give you the league, current league leaders and standings in the association. Let's start off with the league leaders. The current lead, let's start off with points per game. The current leading scorer in the NBA representing the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic. He's averaging 33.4 points per game. Coming in at number two, Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 33.3 points per game. Coming in at number three, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 32 points per game. And tied for fourth, Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're both currently averaging 31 points per game. Next category is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 12 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two, Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. At number three, Steven Adams from the Memphis Grizzlies. At number four, Clint Capela from the Atlanta Hawks. And at number 5, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Next category, assists per game. At number 1, leading the league currently in assists, James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. And tied for 2nd, the reigning 2-time league MVP from the Denver Nuggets, and also Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. They're both averaging 10 assists per game. Coming in at number 4, Ice Trey Young from the Atlanta Hawks. And at number 5, the high-flying, always entertaining Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. Next category that we have is steals per game. Coming in at number 1, tied for first, Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat, and OG Anunoby from the Toronto Raptors. At tied for fourth, we have DeAnthony Melton from the Philadelphia 76ers and Tyrese Halliburton. And coming in 5th, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Next category that we have is blocks per game. Coming in at number 1, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. At number 2, Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number 3, Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. At number 4, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. And at number 5, Joel Embiid from the category that we have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number 1, again, Nick Claxton, currently leading the league in blocks, also currently leading the league in field goal percentage. He's shooting 73% from the field. Coming in at number 2, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. At number 3, Mason Plumlee from the Los Angeles Clippers. At number 4 is Brandon Clark from the Memphis Grizzlies. And at number 5, Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Coming in at number 1, Isaiah Joe from the Oklahoma City Thunder. At number 2, representing the Denver Nuggets, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. At number 3, Malcolm Brogdon from the Boston Celtics. At number 4, the newest addition to the Memphis Grizzlies, Luke Kennard. And at number 5 is Damian Lee from the Phoenix Suns. Last category is free throw percentage. It's always important to knock down your free throws. Remember that, folks. At number 1, we have the newest member of the Phoenix Suns. It's Kevin Durant. He's currently shooting 93% from behind the charity stripe. At number 2, Edmund Sumner from the Brooklyn Nets. At number 3, the chef, Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. At number 4, Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat. And at number 5, Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. And those are your current league leaders in the association. All right, let's get you caught up on the current standings. Currently at number 1 in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics. Their record currently is 40 wins and 16 losses. Number 2, the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a record of 39-17. Number 3, the Philadelphia 76ers, a record of 35-19. Currently number 4, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They have a record of 36-22. At number 5, the Brooklyn Nets. They have a record of 33-22. At number 6, the Miami Heat. They stand at 31-25. At number 7, the New York Knicks. They have a record of 30-27. At number 8, the Atlanta Hawks. They have a record of 28-28. At number 9, the Chicago Bulls. They have a record of 26-29. At number 10, the Washington Wizards. They have a record of 25-29. And they're currently coming in at 11th place, the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number 12, the Indiana Pacers. At number 13 are the Orlando Magic. At number 14 are the Detroit Pistons. And at number 15, the Charlotte Hornets. Let's move over now to the Western Conference. Things are going to pick up as we get towards the end of the first half of the year and march towards the second half of the season. Currently at number 1, the Denver Nuggets. They have a current record of 38-18. Number 2, the Memphis Grizzlies with a record of 34-21. Number 3, the Sacramento Kings. They have a record of 31-24. Coming in at number 4, the Dallas Mavericks. They have a record of 31-26. At number 5, the Phoenix Suns. They have a record of 31-27. At number 6, the Los Angeles Clippers. Their record is 31-28. Number 7, the defending champion Golden State Warriors. They have a record of 28-27. Coming in at number 8, the New Orleans Pelicans. They have a record of 29-28. At number 9, the Minnesota Timberwolves. They have a record of 30-29. Then coming in 10th are the Utah Jazz, followed by in 11th, the Oklahoma City Thunder. At number 12, the Portland Trail Blazers. Currently in 13th, the Los Angeles Lakers. At number 14, the San Antonio Spurs. And last in the Western Conference are the Houston Rockets. And those are your current league leaders and standings in the association. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for the week in the association. And also, too, this is going to be the last week of the first half of the NBA season before we march into the All-Star break. So it's definitely going to get hot. It's definitely going to get heavy because players joining their new teams. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be exciting. So we'll have that coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the season premiere of At the Rim.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. As you tell.
Welcome back to the program. So before we get on out of here, I want to give you the upcoming schedule for the association before we march right into the All-Star break. Starting for Saturday's games on February the 11th, we have the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Brooklyn Nets. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time. Also, we have the Battle of Florida, the Miami Heat going up against the Orlando Magic. We've also got the Indiana Pacers going up against the Washington Wizards, followed by the Denver Nuggets going up against the Charlotte Hornets. Also, we've got the San Antonio Spurs going up against the Atlanta Hawks. We've also got the Utah Jazz going up against the New York Knicks, followed by we've got the Chicago Bulls going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We've got a primetime game, the Battle of California, L.A. versus the Bay, the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Golden State Warriors. That's going to be 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. on the Pacific time zone on ABC. And then there's going to be the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Sacramento Kings. On Sunday, February the 12th, we have the big afternoon game between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Boston Celtics in Beantown. And that's going to be a great one of the rising stars, the young talent in the league with Ja Morant, also, of course, Mr. Jason Tatum at the helm for the Boston Celtics. That game is going to be during 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific on ABC. And then you have the other game between the Detroit Pistons and the Toronto Raptors. Monday, February the 13th, we've got the San Antonio Spurs going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers, followed by the Utah Jazz going up against the Indiana Pacers. And you also have the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Charlotte Hornets. You've got the Houston Rockets going up against the Philadelphia 76ers, and a good game between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. Also, we have the Battle of New York, Brooklyn going up against Manhattan. We've got the Nets going up against the Knicks, followed by the Orlando Magic versus the Chicago Bulls. We've got the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves going up against the Dallas Mavericks. Then we got the Washington Wizards going up against the Golden State Warriors. And you have the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Portland Trail Blazers. And then on Valentine's Day, that's right, Tuesday, February the 14th, I don't know if a lot of love is going to be felt on this day, especially with this game between the Boston Celtics going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. You know the names, Jason Tatum. Also, you've got Giannis Antetokounmpo, Giannis, another MVP candidate. Also, Chris Middleton is in the mix as well. So Celtics and Bucks fighting for supremacy in the East before we get into the All-Star break, followed by the Orlando Magic going up against the Toronto Raptors. We've got the Sacramento Kings going up against the Phoenix Suns. The Golden State Warriors going up against the Los Angeles Clippers again. The Bay versus L.A. This is going to be an interesting one as the Western Conference, never a dull moment. And then the Washington Wizards go up against the Portland Trail Blazers. Wednesday, February the 15th, the Chicago Bulls square off against the Indiana Pacers. We've got the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. The San Antonio Spurs squaring off against the Charlotte Hornets. The Miami Heat squaring off against the Brooklyn Nets. We've got the New York Knicks going up against the Atlanta Hawks. We've also got the Detroit Pistons going up against the Boston Celtics, followed by the Utah Jazz going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. We've got the Houston Rockets going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. We've got the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. And we're going to have a big one between the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Denver Nuggets. Some people say it may. I put much emphasis on the word may. It may be preview of this year's Western Conference Final. We'll have to see about that. But Dallas and Denver, an exciting game before we get to the All-Star break. It's going to be a rocking crowd out in the Mile High City in Denver. And then Thursday, February the 16th, the last game before the All-Star break, we've got the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Chicago Bulls. We've got the Washington Wizards going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then this may, again, emphasis on the word may, this may be a preview of this year's Western Conference Finals. The Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Phoenix Suns. You know the MO of the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and for the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker, the floor general himself, Chris Paul, and of course, one of the biggest fishes to be caught out of the pond, Kevin Durant, KD, a.k.a. Easy Money Sniper. What can you say about him? So Clippers and Suns, you know, hopefully KD will be back from the injury and hopefully we will see him. And if we don't see him, hey, we still got CP3, we got Devin Booker, Kawhi, PG-13. I mean, this could be, I said may, this may be a preview of this year's Western Conference Final. It's never a dull moment in the Western Conference. And that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim, the season premiere of At the Rim. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to let me give you the vital information and the stats that you need. The final was currently going on in the association. It's a lot of fun. And, yeah, the NBA season, it's hot, and it's only going to get even hotter as we march towards the All-Star break and so on and so forth. And, man, the trade deadline was just – it was hot. The trade deadline was hot, and it's only going to get even hotter from there, from here on out. So again, thank you for tuning into the season premiere of At the Rim, and we'll leave you now again. The audio courtesy of NBA and Turner Sports TNT. LeBron James becoming the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Until next time, everybody. So long.
Looking for James, he's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history. LeBron stands alone. The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James. And a brace from his mother. Gloria. Daughters here coming in. Boys, Bryson Bronny, Savannah is white. What a moment.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, at center court, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is joined by the legend who has held the all-time scoring record since 1984, the captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
A record that has stood for nearly 40 years, which Kareem, many people thought would never be broken. LeBron, you are the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Congratulations.
The new all-time scoring leader, number 6, LeBron James. Ladies and gentlemen, the all-time leading scorer, you have witnessed it, LeBron James.
I just want to say thank you to the Laker faithful. You guys are one of a kind. To be able to be in the presence of such a legend and great as Kareem, it means so much to me. It's very humbling. Please give a standing ovation to the captain, please. To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my 2 boys, my friends, my boys, my family, my mother, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, fuck, man. Thank you, guys.